If you are still seeing high tomato prices, or if they haven't dropped back down substantially, like over 30, 40%, then talk to your distributor or salesperson and just make sure that they're giving you the best price that they can right now. What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Food Service Distribution Podcast. I'm your host, David Layton, and today we're going to talk about tomatoes. Again, this is a follow-up episode to the Why Are My Tomatoes Still So Expensive? I think I released that about 3 weeks ago, and we have been watching the price of tomatoes progressively go down about 30% 2 weeks ago and about 50% from all-time high, meaning they're back to their Q3, Q4, 2019 price area, which is great. So why did they go up in the first place? It was a combination of bad weather in Mexico and three different growers who opted out of growing tomatoes in Florida. So around the January-February time, we usually import about 70% of our tomatoes from Mexico. And there were two different storms, winter storms, that one came and demolished part of a crop, and the other affected the blooms of the later crop, that we still should see a little bit of fluctuation in supply and price going into April, based off of those blooms that were frozen off. But we are not going to see the high 100% increase, or price increase, that we saw in that late December all the way through January to mid-February zone. So that's it, really. I just wanted to give a quick update. If you are still seeing high tomato prices, or if they haven't dropped back down substantially, like over 30, 40%, then talk to your distributor or salesperson and just make sure that they're giving you the best price that they can right now. And yeah, stay diligent. Pay attention to what the USDA is saying. Pay attention to what the markets are doing. We should see a little bit of a increase in some products based off of these, well, based off of two things. One, there's always regulations and tariffs that are making products coming into the States a little more expensive. That's produce, like tomatoes coming from Mexico, or other things coming from Mexico. And the recent coronavirus, the COVID-19, has made a lot of paper and disposable products coming over from China and coming from areas that manufacturing plants have been closed down or will be closed down a little bit more expensive. So stay diligent, try to source locally if you can, and stay safe out there. That's it. Have a great rest of your week. And if you like this, give me a follow, subscribe to my page, or follow me on Twitter at Food Service Pod. And I hope to see you back. All right. Thanks. See you guys.